We're up to page Tzadi. What page is it by you guys? Tzadi Aleph in the Beit Ayin edition. Kuf Samachet in the Mosad Rav Kook edition. Page Kuf Mem Hei in the Chazon Yoel edition. V'atem yodim kishnot ha-shmita kimei ha-shavua. You know that the years of the Shemitah cycle correspond to the days of the week. Yakadosh Baruch Hu b'char b'yom ha-shmiu v'shana ha-shvit. God chose the seventh day. God chose the seventh year. V'gam b'chodesh ha-shvi, God chose the seventh month. Shu yom din v'yom kippurim. That's the day where Hashem judges the world. Seventh month is Tishrei. And that's the month where we have Yom Kippur. V'hine reinu sha-shmita af al-pi shu mechayvei lavi nechmir b'en ha-katuv b'yoter. We find regarding Shemitah, even though technically it should just be a biblical prohibition, the verse is very stringent regarding Shemitah. The Torah says if the people transgress Shemitah, then they will be exiled from Israel and the land will get back the rest that it deserves, that it had, it didn't have all those years. For every year they didn't keep Shemitah, they would spend in exile. Then the land will rest and pay, get paid back its rest. The kafal zepamim rabot, you find it many times in the Torah, this promise. V'asof chazal v'kafal, and then at the end, the Torah reiterates, v'aretz te'azev mehem v'tirotz et shabbatoteh. The land will be left from them and will be paid back its rest. So the verse says it many times. L'lamed ki al onesh shvi'it galut ban ha'olam. The Torah stresses it again and again and again, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, exile comes to the world because of a punishment over keeping Shemitah. Mechen tireh, miseder chumash shel Torat Kohanim. So, until now he was discussing the idea that there's this allusion in the Torah, a reference to the length of the world, the order of the world, the idea that the world is going to be around 7,000 years, the idea that each day in creation corresponds to 1,000 years, and this same correspondence extends to the seven-year cycle of Shemitah. So that's one idea. V'chein tireh, you also find, miseder chumash shel Torat Kohanim shenireh kedavar sheino msudar. You can also infer part of what we're saying from the ordering of Sefer Vayikra. Because the book of Vayikra, at first glance, seems to be out of order. Where does the book of Vayikra begin? It says, what did Moshe hear after the receiving of the Torah? So he was told all the commandments of sacrifices. Okay, very good. So that's Vayikra, Tzav, Shmini. Okay, then you have the laws about purity. The Kohanim, the Tzaras, Parshas Emor, we can understand is the laws of the Kohanim. But where does Shemitah fit in? Why is Behar over there? Why is Shemitah in the middle of it all? So if we want to understand what's going on with Shemitah, the idea is the same. Shetchil bol moed vayikra Moshe vayidber Hashem elav mo'ol moed lemor. Sefer Vayikra begins with Hashem commanding him from mo'ol moed. Vayinyan hazeh kach hu siduro. So the ordering of the book of Vayikra is as follows. Shepiresh ma sheneemar lo b'sinayim b'inyan ha-mishkan. First, God tells them what they should do in the Mishkan. Then, Parshas Tzav and Shmini is how we actually did it. Shmini tells us how the Shechina rested in the Ohel Moed. Hashem calls him from that tent. So, Vayikra Tzav Shmini makes sense. That's an ordering that makes sense. And I guess we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, next week. Yeah.